serving the internet.
Experiential marketing gets a lift from AI. Amazon tackles NFL advertising and you win. One brand jabs at their industry. You can too. And big change comes to this podcast starting now. It's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. Let's nerd out. The Ad Nerds Podcast delivers ad industry news every weekday. We are the go-to source for people who spend money on advertising, covering big brands, small businesses, and of course, the latest marketing trends. It's me, Spanky Moskowitz, the show's host and a nearly 40-year veteran of the ad industry. I've created campaigns for Budweiser, M&M's, Frito-Lay, the NFL, and NBA. I've created over 100,000 ads, generating hundreds of billions in client revenue. If you're in or interested in the world of advertising and want to stay up to date with the latest news, the Ad Nerds Podcast is the perfect place to start.
Ad Nerds Podcast.
The world of marketing is constantly evolving, and AI, or artificial intelligence, is now being incorporated into live events like never before. Advertisers are starting to use AI to collect on-site visitor data and track the sentiment of event-goers in real time. By doing this, marketers can now use experiential campaigns for more than just building brands. They can turn them into drivers for performance marketing. The experiential industry has always focused on brand building with less emphasis on strategic marketing, but agencies like Invisible North are starting to collect data from users using facial recognition and brainwave tracking technologies in clients' experiential campaigns. This allows marketers to use in-person experiences for much more than just splashy brand awareness plays. While it's still in its early phases, tech giants like Adobe and Autodesk are developing tools right now that will be critical in taking these campaigns into performance level. In the future, festival goers could walk into a Bacardi activation at Coachella and get personalized drink recommendations, but the platform needed to do seamless execution of this, they're just not ready yet. So while AI is still new and exciting, advertisers should be aware of overusing it. Advertisers shouldn't take AI and use AI for the sake of using AI because it risks becoming gimmicky and then losing some of its shine. And I'm sure we're going to hear tons more about this type of AI usage in the coming months and years.
Ad Nerds Podcast!
Olive, a new cryptocurrency exchange, has debuted its first national campaign with a pair of 30-second spots created by Quality Meats. The ads humorously take aim at tech bros in an effort to make crypto investing less complicated and more accessible to everyday people. The first spot highlights the arrogance of an elitist billionaire, coders who speak in vague acronyms, and VR-loving nerd who claims that crypto is the future. The second spot takes on the skepticism many people have about the space's exclusiveness. The ad shows tech bros treating crypto as their own personal club, grifting, selling worthless coins, and another wealthy jerk who flies a jetpack over his swimming pool.
A lot of us are skeptical about getting into crypto.
Not more!
Well, for us normal people, it's hard to know who to trust.
More coins? We got all the coins.
And it feels like an underground club for tech bros.
Blockchain-based economy!
But we built Olive so us normal people can feel comfortable dabbling in some Bitcoin or sending a bit of coin to Abuelita. With help available
from normal people.
Unlike him.
I'm so bored right now.
Olive. Crypto for all of us.
Put me down!
Olive wants to serve regular people for regular tasks such as paying a handyman or sending money to a family member. Olive is being launched by CoinFlip, a Bitcoin ATM operator. If you run a small business, you can literally, by the way, make an ad like this with a couple of iPhones and a Bluetooth mic. Now, yes, they did full production value and it was an expensive ad to shoot. But if your business competes against big chains, you can simply make a joke out of their process versus yours. You know, the other day I talked about coffee shops, right? So let's say you own a small restaurant or a pizza place. You can see a guy sitting on his couch, right? He's trying to order a pizza from one of those big chains mobile apps, and he's looking angry and frustrated. And then a voiceover would come in, trying to order pizza from them. And then you cut to a scene of the mom and pop pizza shop with a smiling, friendly employee taking an order from a customer. Then you hear the voiceover again. Their app has all the bells and whistles, but why complicate things when all you really want is a large pepperoni? Then you see a scene to the guy at home. He's still struggling with the big chain's app, trying to order his pepperoni pizza. right? You can literally create an ad using an iPhone and a Bluetooth mic if someone's talking in it, and it's clean as can be. So if you need help with that, hit me up. I'll walk you through it. The process is fairly straightforward. Targeting is banned in the NFL, but targeting your perfect customer? Amazon tackles a challenge, and your business could win because of it next.
The most nerdy. It's time for an ad nerds podcast.
Ad zombies can make your brand sing. It's time to face the music. Your brand's business needs a tune that sticks in people's heads. You know, like an earworm, a jingle, something they can't stop singing all day long. That's where Jingles by Ad Zombies comes in. Picture this, a jingle that grabs your brand's essence and gets stuck in everyone's head. Winning! A memorable jingle sets you apart from the competition and strengthens your brand identity and has customers singing your praises literally. So if you're ready to turn your brand into a chart topper, let Ad Zombies Jingle Creation Service hit all the right notes. Go to adzombies.com today, and soon you'll be singing our praises too. Amazon. Anybody hear them? Yeah. Okay. The e-commerce giant is ready to tackle NFL ads, which big brands have been asking for. This is great news for Amazon's streaming potential, which the company is eager to sell to advertisers. Amazon has been making prestige program with originals like The Expanse, Rings of Power, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Maisel. Yeah. But those were all made for its ad-free service Prime Video. Now, Amazon is promoting its ad-supported free app, Freevee, which competes with Peacock, Disney+, Roku, and others. One of Freevee's buzzy new shows is Jury Duty, which debuted last month. According to Alan Moss, VP of Global Sales at Amazon Ads, the program was the subject of many pre-upfront conversations with brands. James Marsden, known for his role in X-Men, Sonic the Hedgehog, Westworld, among others, stars in Jury Duty, and made an appearance at Amazon's NewFronts presentation on Monday night. This happened in New York City, same place that YouTube made their announcement yesterday. Amazon is putting more weight behind Freevee by announcing plans to stream more of its original content to the platform, which launched in 2019 under the name IMDb TV. Amazon is also promoting its other video platforms such as Fire TV, Prime Video, Twitch, and the recently acquired MGM Plus. But Amazon has another decade to stream Thursday Night Football in its deal with the NFL, and it has made a ton of updates to its ad services going into the 2023-24 football season. And one of the major announcements, which had been expected this year, is now official. NFL advertisers will now be able to target ads during the games. So let me clarify this. So brands have been asking Amazon to make targeting available. Otherwise, advertising on streaming looks the same as on TV. Well, now football advertisers will be able to run audience-based creative, Moss said, using Amazon Insights to serve different creatives to different users all in the same ad break. So let me paint this vivid picture for you if you can't get this vision in your head. You could be watching TV in your house, Thursday Night Football. Your neighbor could be watching TV, Thursday Night Football in their house, both watching on Amazon, right? You're seeing one ad because of your buying preferences and user data, audience-based creative. They are seeing another ad because of audience-based creative and user data. On the measurement front, Amazon announced partnerships with iSpot and VideoAmp, and it touted Amazon's marketing cloud, its version of data clean rooms that brands can use to connect their first-party data to Amazon audiences. Remember, first-party data is data you own, customer data that you've acquired organically, naturally, through signups, through customer purchases, all that stuff. Amazon wants to enable brands to track results even when sales happen outside of Amazon's own ecosystem, out of their e-commerce store. The idea is to help brands plan, optimize, and measure campaign outcomes across Amazon properties and third-party stores. By the way, Amazon's ad business grew 21% to $9.5 billion in the first quarter of the year, while Google's total ad revenue dipped, but was basically flat year over year in the first quarter, $54.6 billion, and YouTube's ad revenue declined 2.6% to $6.9 billion. Amazon and Google are competing in digital video, commerce-related advertising, and ad tech. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but Spanky, I am not a big business. I don't have the budget to run during a football game, right? Well, first of all, with Amazon's ability to target ads during NFL games, small businesses could have a great opportunity to reach larger engaged audiences. And now with the option to run audience-based creative, small businesses can make sure their ads are seen by the right people. But it doesn't stop there. Amazon's marketing cloud is also making it possible for businesses to connect their first-party data to Amazon audiences. This means businesses can track their campaign outcomes across Amazon properties and third-party stores and use that data to optimize their ads for better results. With these improvements, Amazon's ad platform is definitely looking good and has a lot of potential for small businesses to get more exposure and to reach their target audiences and to do it way more effectively and make more informed decisions about their ad spend.
Ad Nerds Podcast.
Okay, people, it's time to stop with the douchey DMs on LinkedIn. If you want to build your LinkedIn network and sales, please, please do it the right way. Let me walk you through the steps to strategically connect with your ideal followers and turn them into customers. The first step is not to send them a douchey DM. The first step is to cultivate your network by actively seeking out and connecting with the right kind of followers. Start by mapping out your ideal professional network. Identify who they are, right? How can they help you meet your objectives? Consider their job titles, or roles, industries, seniority levels. Those are all things you can identify in LinkedIn. And once you've identified them, you can use LinkedIn's search bar to find people who fit these profiles and add them to your network. But wait, there's more. You can also browse company pages to find the decision makers in those relevant job titles or roles. And if you're super serious about building your network, you can always upgrade to their Sales Navigator tool. With this premium product, you can create personas and lists of ideal customers in just a few minutes, which makes it super easy to streamline connections and build your network. But now that you've connected with your ideal followers, you need to engage with them. Make time every day for engagement and make it count. Reactions are great, but high-level engagement like thoughtful comments and reposts will have an even bigger impact on your reach. And don't forget to curate your LinkedIn feed by following relevant hashtags and staying on top of industry news in your business. Lastly, publish your own content and start conversations and add value to your followers' feed. Create a content plan that avoids hard sells and instead focuses on answering questions, explaining concepts, or sharing unique insights or data. And don't forget to interact with engaged followers by answering questions and sharing relevant resources. Just remember, don't use the opening line of, oh, I see we have multiple connections, or hey, we're in the same industry. It's old and it's spammy AF. Coming up, who doesn't like a hard-working beaver?
The most dirty. It's time for an ad.
I have been in the ad game for almost 40 years, but I'm a small business owner just like you. Forget those stuffy ad agencies and their boring AF ideas. It's time to turn up the volume to an 11 with Ad Zombies. We create your ads, your jingles, your mind-blowing, ridiculously creative campaigns, and then we just give it to you. It's like we're the secret sauce that ad agencies suck off their fingers, but without the ad agency price. So, if you're ready for advertising that truly makes an impact, go to adzombies.com today. Ad Zombies, ridiculously creative advertising.
Ad Nerds Podcast.
Ad Nerds Podcast.
Have you ever seen a whiskey ad with beavers in it? Well, you're about to. Woodsman Whiskey has put hardworking beavers into their TV ad campaign, and it's generating a lot of buzz. The ad was created by Mr. President, an agency that has beautifully simulated the human nature of hardworking beavers. The ad depicts how a tiring job can be settled down by having a bottle of the Woodsman whiskey. Unlike other whiskey ads, this one celebrates the woodcraft and common beavers' working habits. It follows a natural habitat crowded with long-toothed beavers. And the creatures start their day by cutting down heavy-coated logs with sharp blades using a handsaw. Some are tearing down wood with an axe, while others are hammering nails in a wooden barrel. The Woodsman ad tells how hard-earned rewards these beavers and will get them in front of the Woodsman whiskey bottle, which in turn is well-earned. Later, we see these painstaking beavers enjoying their rewards and bubbly tub baths.
Woodsman Whiskey loves a doer, so don't dilly-dally do, and do what those that do do when they're done doing. The Woodsman Whiskey, well earned.
Mr. President has carefully chosen the best mascot for this campaign, and no one can truly depict the real power of the Woodsman Whiskey than these dedicated beavers. After its release, the ad is now everywhere on the internet. Whether it's YouTube or Instagram, people really appreciate the new stance on Woodsman Whiskey. Marketing Director White and McKay, Stephen Pearson, says the Woodsman has experienced strong growth since launching in the UK. And with strong growth ambition, we needed an impactful campaign that stands out in a category full of craft cliches and authenticity tropes. We're incredibly proud of this distinctive creative and look forward to seeing the beavers out in the wild. Who would have thought that a beaver could make a great brand mascot? And who doesn't love a hardworking beaver? Hey, if you like the Ad Nerds podcast, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Give it a 5-star rating and a review. That would be appreciated. That does it for the Ad Nerds podcast for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. Spanky out. Thanks for listening and watching on YouTube.